T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dudes. Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes.
Dude.
A war, dude.
Dude.
100 yards when Adam and Matt went up. My name's Matt Murphy, and that is Adam.
Hello, hello.
Dude, so we were supposed to do this so many times, and supposed to do it yesterday, and I came back from an event. What's it called? The Charity Cruise out there in Chesterfield. I'm still, like, learning the areas around here. So anyways, it was Chesterfield. We did a charity cruise, and it was really hot outside, and I was just totally spent, and I flaked on Adam yesterday, so...
I think we've been trying to actually, like, between the two of us, get this done for a
couple weeks.
It's just, I mean, with everything going on with coronavirus and our schedules with work now, it's all over the place.
Yeah, and then this happened. Like, it's like, wow, really? What about 2020? It's off to a horrible start.
Yeah, yeah. 2019, everyone was like, 2020 is going to be the year. 2020, I'm going to, you know, accomplish all my goals, reach all my aspirations, and then here we are.
Yeah, somebody opened Pandora's box and forgot to close that sucker.
Pretty
man
much.
Oh my God. So I mean, where the hell do we start? We're supposed to be talking about sports, but what all that's going on, you know.
It's kind of hard not to talk about this.
Yeah, it's crazy because you and I come from different backgrounds. Our skin color is slightly different. I'm black, you're white, and but, you know, the thing is, I have two white grandmothers and my two black grandmothers, they've passed away. I have white brothers and sisters and I have black brothers and sisters. So this is a whole unique situation. And my kids are biracial. They're mixed race. They're white and black. So, yeah. Wow. This is crazy. I've never experienced this. First of all, I've never experienced, unless you're like 100 years old, you've never experienced anything like the pandemic.
Right, right. The flu pandemic back in like the 20s was the last one.
And then
1920s, let's put it that way.
And then unless you are like, what, 80-something, when did this whole civil rights thing happen? Like back in the 60s, basically the biggest
80s,
one.
Late 60s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, MLK was assassinated in like 68.
And here we go getting two things in 1 year, man.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So we thought we was getting over the whole COVID-19 thing, and then, you know,
how about take a step back? We thought we were getting over Kobe Bryant.
Oh,
and then
yes.
COVID.
Wow.
And then now everything going
on
gosh. In today's society.
I named my son after Kobe Bryant, by the way. My oldest son. I named him after Kobe Bryant, man. You had to go there. I'm about to get all teary-eyed. But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like it's been one after another after another, and we're not even to July.
That's crazy. I hope we're done with all this madness. But the whole George Floyd thing, and it's Ahmaud Arbery, and it's just so many things on, and then I don't know. You know, I get some people on the other side of my family. They say, you know, I am so sick and tired of hearing about Black Lives Matter. And they'll say that to me because we're family and we can talk about it. And I'm sick of hearing of Black Lives Matter and I'm tired of hearing about racism. It's like, okay, all right. First of all, if you're
tired of hearing of it, you're probably part of the problem.
Yeah. And if you're tired of hearing about racism, just imagine how the people feel that are experiencing it.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're experiencing racism, you go over there complaining about being tired of it.
You're tired of the social media stories.
Yeah. I had one family member just go dark, get off the whole social media, because they said it was so negative, and they got off and just bounced.
In my fraternity in college, I was the kind of the level-headed one, I guess you could say. So, you know, yeah, I'd be in the back of our meetings, and I would be the one that'd bring up the different, I guess, issues, whatever they were saying or whatever they were trying to do. And all the time, why are you always being so negative? Well, if you give me something positive to talk about, it might be different. And I feel like it's the same situation here. Like, there is no positive of this situation.
No, it sucks.
There is no way to spin it to make it sound okay. It is what it is.
I think when we move forward, I think there's some goodness that's going to come out of this. But let me get to this part. You remember a couple years back, was it 2017, when Colin Kaepernick was taking that knee?
Yeah, that was 2017.
What knee bothers you more now? The knee that Colin Kaepernick took, and keep in mind, he asked a Marine, because he was just sitting down. He went to a Marine and asked him what he should do. What was the honorable thing to do? And a Marine, or maybe I'm not wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't a Marine. Somebody in the armed forces.
Yeah, it was. It was a Green Beret.
Okay. He told him, it's a video of him telling Colin Kaepernick what he should do.
Yeah.
So he listened to a Marine, and people still got upset about that. So my question is, what he was kneeling for is what happened to Mr. Floyd.
Well, my question is, as a white person, like, what do you expect him to do? What exactly is the okay way to protest? Because how I've seen it, even from my point of view, is it's only okay to protest that way if it doesn't upset the other person. And that's not what a protest is about.
X gets the square. You're correct on that. And they want them to protest in a way that it doesn't offend them.
Yes, but that's not...
But that's not a protest.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you protest. It's never really...
You protest because you are offended.
Yes. And it's so crazy what's going on. But there has to be some change. And let's get this straight. You know, yeah, all lives matter. But how can all lives matter if black lives don't?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying. And the other thing is, let's fix this thing. The police brutality thing. It's not cool for police brutality on anyone, any race at all. So let's get that straight. Police brutality needs to stop. But it's from what I understand, it's worse in among the black culture. It's more prevalent. So they need to fix it. But police brutality as a whole needs to be fixed. And keep in mind, let's say this. I have to say this. I have several friends and family members that are police officers. I do a lot of ride-alongs where I get in a car, have to sign a waiver, and I ride along with them when they pull people over and all that good stuff. So they're not all bad people. You know, cops are not all bad. You have, like, bad people in anything. Like, guys, there's some bad guys.
Yeah,
there's some bad girls out there. There's some bad firemen out there.
There's some bad preachers out there.
Yeah, there's some bad fast food people out there. Believe me, I experienced some of them. So I asked Cheese at one place, by the way, and he's like, "We don't serve cheese here, sir." I'm like, I was just asking. But anyways, my point is, not all cops are bad. Seriously, they're not. They're not. They're putting their lives on the line out there and putting themselves in harm's way to keep order in the United States. So not all cops are bad, but, you know, the police brutality thing needs to stop. Seriously.
Yeah, I could be going on a bit of a tangent, but I feel like a lot of the cops that we're having issues with, or we seem to be having issues with, are the ones that, I mean, they seem to, like, want to get back at society. Like, maybe they were bullied as kids, or maybe they had a tough time in their childhood, and this is their way of getting back. I don't know, you know, not necessarily, you know, the ones committing the racist acts, but just in general, like the power trip, the overall power trip towards everyone. Yeah. Like, it's almost just, that's their way of getting back.
I think when it comes to that situation, it is a power trip. And sometimes it has nothing to do with race when it was younger. It's just that somebody was giving them a hard time, or maybe their father was overbearing on them or something.
Right.
Your brothers, their sisters, or whatever the reason. But not that they do not represent all cops. I'm just saying. I just wanted to say that. But I have been pulled over, so you have any cop stories of you getting pulled over and experiencing some things?
Quite a few, actually. I got myself into a little bit of legal trouble when I was under the legal age of drinking and got a DUI back in 2013, actually. I blew under the legal limit, you know, the 0.08, but right. Obviously I was under 21, so that didn't matter. But the circumstances of which I got pulled over, apparently I was going 6 miles over the speed limit.
Ooh.
And I apparently hit a curb that, you know, later on in court, it was proven that there was no curb for me to hit. But apparently I hit a curb, and that was the reason. That was his reasoning that he gave me of originally pulling me over was I hit a curb. There is a handicap ramp on that curve in the road.
So from what I understand, when I ride with my friends and I talk to my friends that are police officers and state patrolmen, they always tell me, now don't go by this. They always say 9, you're fine, 10, you're mine. So as long as you're not going 10 miles over the speed limit, most of my friends that are police officers, they say they won't pull you. But that's not the case all the time. But in my lifetime in driving, in my experience, that's been the case. So 6 miles. Did you swerve or something? Is that what it was?
No. So my friend was following me back to my apartment. We were back in our hometown, like 20, 30 minutes outside of Richmond, and we were at a friend's house. I had, I don't know, a couple beers, enough to give me blowing 0.03 or 0.04, whatever I blew.
You shouldn't have been driving under the influence. Go ahead.
I shouldn't have, but I did. Yeah. I mean, it's life. It is what it is. There's plenty of people out there, plenty of people that are going to listen to this that have done the exact same thing.
There's some people probably listening that may be driving right now under the influence.
Right. That, who knows? But I had my friend following me. The cop cut off my friend to the point that he had to slam on his brakes to not hit the cop car, and then the cop pulled me over.
Wow.
So if that's not targeting, I don't know what I was targeted for, but if that's not targeting, I don't know what is.
He saw something. I don't know what it was in his mind that he saw, but yeah. He was wanting to get you pretty bad. Were you in a different state or anything, or
I was in my hometown.
Okay, yeah.
I got pulled over at the gas station down the street from my parents' house.
That close. Oh, it always happens like that, too.
I even you know, told him, I'm like, if this is that big of an issue, my parents live right there.
Nope, you gotcha.
Yeah, I can call them. They can come get me. They can get my car. We can,
Didn't give you a break.
No break.
Mm.
He was, I mean, for being honest, he was an asshole about it.
My friends always tell me, it's like, hey, man, don't name drop. Don't say you know me. Just be as polite as possible. And, and just comply. That's my other thing. I'm sorry. If you get pulled over, that's what I want to touch on next. But let me give you my story real quick. So one time I got pulled in North Carolina, and it was my taillight. They said, your taillight is out. So it was an older car. So I was like, I would just tap the taillight, and it would come back on. So they pulled me. He's going to give me a ticket. He's going to write me a ticket. So he's like, your taillight's out. No, I said, no, it just has a shortage in it. So I went back there and hit the taillight and cracked and broke the taillight lens. They laughed so hard. He's like, man, I feel bad for you. They said, we're just going to give you a warning.
All you had to do was replace the bulb. Now you got to replace the whole light.
They laughed at me and they just gave me a warning ticket. But that was so embarrassing. I was like, no, I broke. And it did come on, but I broke the outer lens of it. So, yeah.
See, I've had a cop pull me over and tell me that my third brake light was out. And I was like, oh, you mean the one that doesn't come on until I depress the brake? Like, if you're driving behind me and I'm not braking, you're not going to see it.
Yeah. But yeah, their jobs are really dangerous. They have some dangerous jobs, and I appreciate them keeping order. But there's the bad cops. And with that, the whole protesting that's going on downtown and around America. Have you heard about the whole situation where there are some people lighting firecrackers at some of the protests? It happened here in Richmond. It happened in Philadelphia. It happened in a whole bunch of other cities.
It doesn't surprise me.
Happened in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's like being orchestrated. Somebody's telling people to do that, or they're going into cities doing that. Because you know what happens if a cop hears a firecracker? It sounds like gunshots.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Somebody
it's
can get hurt.
It's distinguishable, but not enough to, especially with, in the midst of what's going on.
Yeah, all that commotion going on. Yeah, that's a horrible thing to do and put somebody's lives in danger. So the president said that there's some people going into different cities causing this ruckus and doing the vandalizing. And I think our own governor said that, or mayor.
I mean, there's also proof of that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Minnesota protests, there was an Illinois man that had, I want to say, pipe bombs on
him.
And that was his intention.
Yeah, you go in
a white man from Illinois coming to Minnesota to quote-unquote protest.
Cause
but he's got pipe bombs.
And then go back home to his home state.
Yes.
So,
and probably do the same thing there for all we know.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm going to give some advice out there. If you get pulled over for white, black, or any color out there, if you get pulled over by the police, it's really simple. I'm going to tell you like my friends told me that are police officers. Comply. Comply, comply. Don't resist unless they tell you to do something stupid and crazy. Comply. If I get pulled over, I'm putting my hands outside the window, and I'm just going to keep my hands outside the window. Because there's some situations where the cops are all, you know, some cops are a little nervous and trigger happy. My hand's outside the window. And if it's nighttime, I turn the interior light on so they can see everything that's going on in my car. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I told my son to do. I'm not going to resist at all. I just don't understand. You don't need to die because you resist arrest. But with Mr. Floyd, he resisted arrest a little bit. And that doesn't mean he should die. But I'm just saying, don't resist. Don't resist. I don't know why he resisted. They said he was claustrophobic. I'm not going to resist arrest. If I get arrested.
Apparently, he voluntarily dropped to the ground as they tried to put him into the vehicle because he said he was claustrophobic and they didn't listen to him.
Oh, boy. Then I saw that they did have him in a car at one point, and then they drug somebody, the other guy.
Yeah, they pulled him back
Pulled him back out. Yeah. So that is an unfortunate situation, but I hope we can find a solution to the problem. And I think we will, because there's a lot of people upset about it. There's a lot of people upset about this situation. Then you have some people that aren't. I got some folks in my family that doesn't think it's a big deal. But I still love them. That doesn't mean I hate them or anything. I'll put it to you this way. If you're not a person of color, you will never be able to understand what they're going through because you've never experienced it. Like a guy, we're never going to understand what it's like to be pregnant.
No.
Or to have a menstrual cycle. Not trying to get gross here, but we'll never understand what it's like to be on your period for a month, for 7 days or 4 days. We're never going to understand that. So we can never talk to a woman and say, oh, I know what you're going through. No, we don't. We don't. We don't know what you're going through.
That's pretty much my overall stance, even on abortion issues. Like, it's not my body. Who am I to tell you what to do with it?
Yep. So I just hope we can come to a resolution and get this all fixed, and because we are family. We're the United States of America, right? So we're supposed to be united. So if we are, and just think of the people of color as your little brother. If you had a little brother in school and he was getting beat up by a bully, wouldn't you help him?
Yeah.
So help a brother out. That's all they're asking. Help us out here. And police brutality as a whole is a bad thing, so.
There's a lot of other things that go into it. I mean, we could delve into it, but this has become a whole nother conversation about,
absolutely,
you know, systematic injustices, everything like that. I mean,
we
could go all day, all night on that. I mean, it goes forever on that.
I would like to thank all my white brothers and sisters for coming out and protesting in behalf of Black Lives Matter and in behalf of people of color. I really appreciate that. Thank you for coming out and showing your support. All the folks that are doing peaceful protesting out there and not causing any ruckus and destroying, you know, local businesses. And I've heard the other side of that with some of my other family, like, you know, but I'm not going to go into it. I just want to stay positive, and I want a resolution, and I want to solve the problem. We need to fix the problem in America, and it is a problem. There are so many other problems in America, but this is a big one. All right, so with that being said, let's segue to a problem. I want to end on a good note. Well, not too much of a good note, but a lighter note. The NFL, the National Football League, football. So with this, the whole situation, social injustice going on. You know, a couple of years ago, Colin Kaepernick took the knee, and everybody was upset about it. And now the knee that he was taking was for police brutality among people of color.
Right.
And a guy died, George Floyd, because of a cop putting his knee on his neck and killing him. So I'm assuming there's probably going to be a lot of football players taking a knee again.
Oh, there's been quite a few that have already said that they are pretty much going to take a knee the entire season. And Adrian Peterson being one of them.
Yeah, and it's like, how can you, after all that has happened here recently, how can you even have a problem? And we all know it's not about the flag.
Do we, though, after Drew Brees? Do we, though? He seems to not quite understand that it's not about the flag.
Well, I think he came back and apologized and said now he's going to be more sensitive to it and understanding to it.
Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, you're coming back after the fact.
Yeah.
I guess it's never the same when you're coming back after the fact, when you're coming back as, you know, reparations versus you realized it from the beginning and you stated it from the beginning.
Yeah, they said, that was ugly. A lot of his teammates are upset about that, especially Malcolm Jenkins, I think it was.
Yeah.
He said, sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up. But, you know, I mean, I think, like, again, this is America. We all deserve second chances, and we should be forgiven if it's not such a horrible thing that you've done, you know, so.
Yeah, it was more so his wording. It was the way he said it. It was the fact that he immediately started out with, I'm never going to agree with anyone that kneels for the flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas instead of, you know,
I understand what you're going through.
Or not even that, just understanding that, you know, I don't know, that the kneeling, like, yes, you cannot agree with someone that kneels against the flag or, you know, kneels for that purpose of against America, you know? Go for it. But that's not the purpose of them kneeling.
No. It's not about the flag.
Right, and I think that's, I guess, like where things got taken out of proportion when he started talking. That was the first thing out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth, yeah. It's, and then he went on to say that, you know, when he thinks of the flag, he thinks of his father and his grandfather serving in the military. Well, Malcolm Jenkins came back and said, you know what, my father and my grandfather served in the military, and they didn't come home to a hero's welcome. Not only did they not come home to a hero's welcome, they got dragged off the bus, beat down for wearing their uniform, for fighting for a country that doesn't respect them and doesn't think they have the same rights as the white people.
Yeah, they were just warm bodies. That's really all they were.
So, I mean, it's, whoo, boy, he should have did some research before he said what he said. He stepped in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to begin on that one. Like, I really don't. We've talked about it. We've talked about it on the sports station. I guess for those of you that don't know, Matt is on the Top 40 station, and I'm on the sports station here at our radio cluster. But yeah, we've been talking about it quite a bit. I mean, just he didn't take the time to think.
Ugh.
Before he said what he said, and it was hugely detrimental to his image. I mean, like, there's some things that you can't come back fully from, and that might be one of them.
I hope he can. Listen, I am a spiritual person. I believe in God, and I think you should be forgiven for most things. There's some things that you shouldn't be, and I think if he's realized he made a mistake, and he apologized, and he's truly remorseful, and he means what he's saying. And, you know, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. So we're going to see what he does, you know.
Oh, yeah, the future will tell. But as of now, he's kind of definitely tarnished his reputation, and he's got a little bit to prove to make people not feel that way.
Well, then there's the Buffalo Bills rookie quarterback. Did you hear about that guy?
You mean Jake Fromm?
Yep.
Yeah, so it says, screenshots emerged of a text conversation in which he said only elite white people should be able to purchase guns. Apparently it was in 2019.
Just a year ago.
But yeah, that doesn't, I mean, I guess that's their, that's how ESPN wrote it. The conversation which took place in 2019.
That was a private conversation between some friends. First of all, I don't...
Nothing's private anymore, man. Nothing's safe anymore.
I don't think I would ever do that to a friend So be careful out there. If you're texting something, if you have a problem with your girlfriend or if you're arguing with your friend, careful what you put in the text because they can screenshot it. And next thing you know, it's on Facebook or Instagram. So be careful what you put in the text. But yeah, so, I mean, it's out there now. So,
Yeah, and then you got Terry Godwin saying, this is showing everybody's true side. Even a guy like Drew Brees and Jake Fromm, I've lost respect for both of these people.
Oh, whoa, boy. A nation divided.
Yeah, it's, I mean, as we all know, it's gotten pulled up in the past, things that people have said, especially athletes or celebrities. But, I mean, yeah, with the tensions as high as they are right now, with everyone as heated about everything as they should be right now, it's, yeah, you got to watch your step no matter who you are.
Yeah, and in the future, again, my advice as we wrap things up is, I hope we come to a resolution with this situation because it's a serious situation that's been going on for years. I'm talking years.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of years. Okay? And to all the folks out there that don't like people of color, my question is, why do you hate people of color so much? You would think the people of color, black people, Mexican people, Indians, you would think the Indians, the blacks, every person of color enslaved you. And you are angry for that reason. If anyone should be angry and mad, it should be the people of color who was enslaved for years.
Well, my question is, do you not like music? I mean, there's so many things in this society that we can just begin to name that came from people of color, primarily black people.
Yeah.
I mean, New Orleans would not be a thing.
Yeah.
If it weren't for black people, like it's a fact.
There would be no soul food.
Exactly. We wouldn't have shrimp Creole. We wouldn't have anything like that.
There'd be no eggs and bacon. So, yeah, man. So anyways, I was never raised to be that way. I've always judged people on their merits, not their skin color. And I'm going to continue to be that way until I die. So, Adam, it's been fun. It's been real.
Yeah, episode one of many and a lot more to come.
Hopefully we'll be on a lighter subject next time.
Hopefully we'll have a little bit more of sports to talk about.
Yes. Steelers are better than the Ravens.
Debatable, but we'll get to that next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.